Thank you for joining the Path audiobook series, where we follow the life of Neo, an African girl who navigates the challenges and obstacles in her path of purpose. This is an autobiographical fiction by Dr. Muthoni Amukango, and we hope you learn great lessons to apply in your life's journey towards becoming. Today's chapter, The First Dream Encounter, is brought to you by Authors Collaboration by CLC Kenya. This is a fellowship of like-minded, independent, Christian authors from Africa seeking to impact lives for Jesus using Christian literature.
In her first dream encounter, Neo found herself in that middle ground. It was as if she could feel the presence of God while still being aware of her sleeping state. She knew she had laid in bed and fallen asleep. But then her spirit was lifted from her home, and she found herself on the island of Patmos. She was shocked and thrilled at the same time. At this point, she knew she was sleeping, but also knew it was real. She thought she was going to observe and learn about John and his experiences on the island, as if she was watching a movie on a big screen. However, her skin jumped out of her body when he spoke to her.
He can see me? He can see I am here? How does this stuff work?
Neo wondered in her dream encounter. As she stood there, bewildered by the unexpected turn of events, John explained the deeper details of the seven letters to the seven churches. Her spirit raced with curiosity as she tried to comprehend the mechanics behind that phenomenon. Was it some kind of psychic ability or a result of ancient magic? The mysteries of Patmos seemed endless, and Neo couldn't wait to unravel them. But then she woke up crying her heart out. Her parents and sisters were used to the screams and cries at night in her dreams. They could not do more for her than offer a pat and reassurance that everything was fine, since it was all in her dreams. She would calm down and go back to sleep, often to start a new dream. She would end up with two or three dreams every night. However, this dream was different. This time, it felt too real, as if she had truly experienced the wonders of Patmos. The intensity of her emotions lingered long after she woke up. It felt as if the ancient reality of Patmos had somehow seeped into her reality, leaving her with blurring lines between the dream and her waking life. Neo could not find sleep that night. She stayed awake, trying to recall the details John had shared with her, but she could not remember at all. He had shared so many things in detail, and she could not recall anything beyond what she had read in the text from her new Bible. In the following few days, Neo decided to revisit the Book of Revelation, hoping it would trigger her memory of John's revelations in Patmos. As she read through the verses again, a sense of familiarity washed over her, but the specific details still eluded her recollection. It was as if Patmos held its secrets tightly, refusing to reveal them fully to her. She never considered or spoke of that experience again. In the same year of the Weekend Revival prophecy, towards the end, Neo had another dream. By this time, she had learned to differentiate between dreams that were from God and those that were not. This ability to discern the origin of dreams allowed her to focus on the ones that held spiritual significance. In this particular dream, Neo saw a vivid vision of herself coming from school, Kigari Primary School, which was about a 10-minute walk from her home. All the students, teachers, and workers had left hours before, and she had been left all alone. This puzzled Neo because she was a very obedient student and had gotten into trouble only once in 8 years. This trouble was when she was in class 4. There was a boy, Niyash, a teacher's son in the same school, who always picked on Neo for no reason. Perhaps because she was his greatest competitor, if he were number one, Neo would be number two, and vice versa. The competition lasted for years. So one day, Neo had had it with the bullying, so she agreed to fight him. School fights were a welcome entertainment among the children. They even agreed on the time and place for the fight, and the whole class was excited about it. The anticipation grew as the day of the fight approached, with whispers and excitement filling the air. The moment finally arrived, and as Neo and Niyash faced each other, adrenaline was pumping through their veins. It was clear that confrontation would not only determine who was physically stronger, but also who would gain the upper hand in the ongoing rivalry. In the heart of a sun-scorched January, A dirt field surrounded by fervent spectators was the arena for the gritty and intense physical confrontation. The air was thick with anticipation as the crowd, a sea of eager schoolchildren faces shielded from the sun by tall trees and dust-covered clothing, roared in excitement. The atmosphere was charged with adrenaline, and the energy was palpable. Neo and Niash stood at opposite ends of the dusty battleground. The setting sun cast long shadows, emphasizing the rugged features of their determined faces. The dirt field was marked with footprints, a testament to the battles that had unfolded there before. The crowd, a mix of classmates and thrill-seekers from other classes, erupted in cheers as Neo and Niash locked eyes, ready to unleash their skills in a dance of grit and glory. The referee, one of the fight-thirsty boys from their class, raised the flag, and the fight commenced. The combatants circled each other, kicking up clouds of dust with every step. Niash threw the first punches in a flurry of quick strikes. The crowd responded with cheers, applause, and shouts of encouragement, their voices blending with the rhythmic thud of claps. Niash, fueled by the crowd's energy, continued to unleash a barrage of acrobatic kicks and lightning-quick punches. Neo, however, weaved and dodged with a seasoned calmness, showing a mastery of defensive maneuvers. The dirt field became a canvas of swirling dust and dynamic movement, creating a visually striking spectacle. Niash was a very thin boy, and Neo was a very plump girl. Even his masculinity could not help him with the weight she was carrying. Once she tackled him, and he fell to the ground, he could not get up again under her weight. The crowd counted to 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The rest was history as Neo prevailed. The schoolboys were disappointed while the girls left screaming their hearts out at the girl power victory. A punishment followed the following day after the headteacher learned of the fight. The two spent the next 2 days working on the school farm under the harsh sun. After that incident, Neo and Niash lived the next 4 years of their primary school life with respect for one another. Neo never got onto any troublemaking lists before or after that incident. That's why she could not understand why or how, in this dream, she would be leaving school so late in the evening. It made no sense at all.
We hope you enjoyed today's story. We express our gratitude for following yet another episode of the Path audiobook series. Join us for the next chapter, The Second Dream Encounter. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review at www.kenyaclc.org or on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Spotify, and other audio platforms of your choice. The social media handle is at @clckenya. May God bless you with an encounter with Him, whether in dreams, visions, or whatever means He chooses. At the end of it all, may your life be transformed and your calling made clear. Amen.